Welcome to Free Marijuana Podcast. I'm here with Dominique DeLuca, who is a cannabis entrepreneur, Israeli by origin, which is interesting. And, you know, there's a bit of a bad joke here, but you make bath bombs, and you're Israeli. What's with the bombs in the Israel? What is that?
Well, I think it's very important to note that the bath bombs also have Dead Sea Salt in them.
Okay. Why is that important? Why is Dead Sea Salt important?
Dead Sea Salt, well, seriously, Dead Sea Salt is important because it's very, very healthy for your skin. It actually tightens your skin.
Okay.
I've been to the Dead Sea several times and floated around myself, so I've actually seen, you know, the miracles of
the salty
water. So you've
actually felt the curative. And this is a bath bomb. You put it in your bathtub.
Yeah.
And it's got the Dead Sea Salt. It's got some scent, some fragrance.
It has a whole bunch of stuff in it, actually.
But the big thing is CBDs that are in it.
Yes, definitely. So, basically, CBD is a cannabinoid.
Okay. What does that mean, a cannabinoid?
Cannabinoid. So, you are born with cannabinoids in your body.
Okay.
Right? Endocannabinoids, I think they're called.
Yes. All right.
And
you're doing sign language on the radio, just
yeah,
so
we're clear. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. You Israelis talk with your hands.
Yeah. Okay. So, the point is that these are basically little receptors that these cannabinoids in this plant, cannabis, like THC, THCA, CBD, CBD. And these things, they can connect and basically trigger certain parts of your body to either relax, tense up, calm down. It can be, you know, an anti-inflammatory as
well. Yes, I hear CBDs are very good for pain.
Yes, for pain and sleep.
People either smoke them, vape them, rub them on, bathe in them, put them on as serums.
So basically what I like to tell everybody about CBD, the biggest difference between that and THC, which is the most popular cannabinoid in marijuana, CBD is actually non-psychoactive.
So you don't get high?
No. So a lot of people are scared about being all stoned.
Right.
You know, they want the medicinal benefits, but they're not trying to be high.
Right, right.
And eat a whole bunch of food and watch, you know, Cheech and Chong or
something.
Will
that make me schizo? Right. Cheech and Chong, you're really dating yourself on this one. Okay. All right. Yes, Cheech and Chong's been off the air for 40 years.
Tommy Chong actually cured his rectal cancer, supposedly, with...
You're doing quotes again. You're doing sign language on the radio. All right, so on our next episode, I'm going to come back with Dominique. I want to talk about why your product is different.
For sure.